News Radio 930 WBEN.
First, we're going to honor the fact that we are 63rd on the Talkers Heavy 100 list.
But you know why we'll never get a proclamation?
Because no one cares, Tom.
That's right.
No one cares.
That's right. Well, we care.
It's Tom Bowerly.
I want to pee with men.
And David Bellavia.
I don't even know how it happened or what goes into it, but I will say that, yes, Bowerly and Bellavia, 63rd on the heavy hitters list, just came out. Do you know who says they're proud to be 63rd? A really good golfer. You know, like a PGA Tour golfer is like, hey, man, I finished 63rd in the Masters. You're like, wow. Look at you, Mr. Golfing Guy.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia.
How
they sound like dolphins.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
I don't know what's going on the text board, but you don't send emails to the text board, just so you know. It's a text basis, and I have no idea what the one. Listen, if you want to get on the program, if you want to itch that scratch, or scratch that itch, however it is, you just call in at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN, and we'll take your call. But you know what? If you don't have anything to say, we're not going to take your call. And if you write a text into the board at 30930, and it's not any good, we're not going to read it. It's not a screening process. It's a vetting of content process. And so if you don't find yourself getting through, it's because of you, not because of anyone else. Just FYI. We were going to have a happy, fun day. You know, that's what we're going to talk about, comfort food and what the best day ever was. And then there was a shooting with a Buffalo police officer. The Buffalo police officers are fine. The alleged bad guy had a hostage shot two rounds off with a shotgun in a house. And then, of course, that individual went outside, started wrestling with his, you know, with the person that he was in the hostage, I guess, was a female. The alleged hostage taker was 34 years old and white, had a 12-gauge shotgun. Two rounds go off inside the house. One round goes off when he's struggling with his hostage. Buffalo police, you know, guess what? I mean, rules of engagement are pretty black and white in that circumstance. A round, just three rounds of what are you doing? The officers engage the suspect. He was in surgery. We don't know the situation. We'll give you an update. The officer was taken to an area hospital just for evaluation. That's the protocol. We heard from Captain Ronaldo. You can hear that interview at radio.com and just look at the Captain Ronaldo interview that we did live on the air. We also spoke to Mike McQueen from Star 102.5, who was on that Branson duck boat, not yesterday, thank God, but a couple of years ago, and just gave us an I never really kind of, when you see the duck boats in the water, you think, oh, it's just a little boat, you know? Nothing big. Well, it's a deuce and a half. And a lot of you texters have called in and, or I should say, texted in and explained that this was something, a military amphibious vehicle. Mostly it is on the ground. It has the ability to go in the water, but it certainly would not be able to negotiate water that had 60-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, that's dangerous. You look at some of the other boats that were out there that weren't duck boats, and from that video that we saw yesterday, they were having a hard time. And the warning went out at 6:30 that there was a high wind warning. They went out at 7 and they hit, for that small stretch of the tour, you know, they hit some bad water. 17 people dead, 9 people killed in the same family. Can you imagine that? The youngest victim was 1 year old. The oldest was 70. And, you know, according to Mike McQueen from Star 102.5 that was on this tour, you know, those life preserver jackets are above your head. And if you capsize, you know, water's coming in, those life jackets, you're not going to get to them in time. Hopefully someone would have had the presence of mind to say, hey, put these on. The water's getting bad. But, you know, overweighted, 31 people on it. And that type of wind, it's pretty bad. You know, so I've abandoned any chance of being positive right now. So let's get into some more controversy if we could. You know, the NFL, remember everyone was running around when the NFL made a brand new anthem rule policy. The NFL said that, hey, we're not going to tolerate people protesting the anthem. A lot of people turned off the NFL last year because of the protests. It was very controversial. And recently, the Miami Dolphins put out a statement to their team and their players saying, if you are to protest during the anthem, you will be suspended and fined if you take a knee under the new Miami Dolphins team policy. Now, the NFL and the NFLPA, that is the Players Association, the union for the NFL, they are now talking through a resolution because there are disagreements over the NFL's policy. So hours after a report came out that the Miami Dolphins are going to suspend players and fine them if they take a knee during the anthem, the NFL and the NFLPA put out a statement saying, you know what, we're going to have more discussions and we're going to work on a resolution to this anthem issue because we want there to be, quote, constructive dialogue to continue as we've come to a standstill agreement on the NFLPA's grievance and the NFL's anthem policy. So there are no new rules relating to the anthem policy the NFL put out originally, but they're walking it back is what they're doing. You know, just when you thought that there was reason that the NFL was going to assert itself and say, hey, we're making the rules here and this is bad for business. It's bad for business. No one wants that. Right. So, of course, it becomes about President Trump. It becomes about the critics and the owners and, you know, the league and a coalition of players have been basically trying to commit $90 million over the next 7 years to social justice programs that allow league players to still participate with their politics and their social concerns and still be able to, you know, basically, why don't you flex that muscle in a more productive way? You want to deal with law enforcement and the way that they're treating African Americans? How about you start a group, or how about we take this $90 million and create programs so there's understanding and respect? Well, that's not good enough. They want to protest because it annoys people. That's the entire point. I mean, why stop doing that or I'm going to ground you, and the kid keeps doing it. They don't want to comply. They want to agitate. They want to upset folks. That's what they want to do. So what do you think is going to happen with this anthem policy? Do you agree with the Dolphins president in suspending players for 4 games, fining them for taking a knee? Do you think the NFL is going to end up softening their hardline anthem conduct rules that they put out earlier? You know, I would say it was like right after the draft they put that out there. We're not going to tolerate it anymore. It's bad for business. It's not good. There's nothing about this that helps the NFL. And if you're a business and something's hurting your business and it doesn't benefit your business, normally the tough decisions are made that, you know, we're really unpopular. We're not growing, but we are making money, you know, but we're just not growing at the rate that we thought we'd grow. We have to make a tough decision. This isn't a tough decision for the NFL. It's not a tough decision for the owners. This is hurting the league, right? The growth has stopped, but more importantly, viewers have stopped. Now, folks think that this has to do with concussions, that it's less people are playing football, or is it just that people don't want politics in their sports? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Someone wrote in that they'd rather have lunch with me at Ted's than have a 50-yard line ticket to the Super Bowl. Well, I would much rather have 50-yard line tickets to the Super Bowl. You know, whatever. We'll have lunch at Ted's. I don't know what that means. Wait, is this Ted's Hot Dogs or is this a friend named Ted? There's a difference there. I don't want it to be Ted Bundy's. You know, that could be horrible. we're talking the hot dog place, I'm in. If you're talking about a buddy of yours named Ted who happens to live under his mother's sink, I don't want that at all. Anyway, I'd like to go back to Happy as well. But unfortunately, too much has gone under the bridge. We'll also, you know what? No, I'm going to go back to Happy. We'll talk about the NFL. We'll also take your calls in this final hour on what makes the perfect day for you and what is your comfort food. And, of course, that came from a New York Post survey, a story, I should say, of a survey that was conducted by the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council. What? Yeah, I don't know either. But they polled 2,000 Americans, and they came up with what things can boost your day. What makes the best day ever? What are some of the foods that will change your mood? Now, I think the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council was hoping for just a ridiculous amount of pro-blueberry answers we did not get as many blueberry answers as they were probably hoping for, but we learned a lot about this survey, and most people consider comfort foods to be ice cream, bacon, and coffee. Those are people's three comfort foods. You know, I give minor league baseball PR people a tremendous amount of credit. That's a very difficult job. You got a minor league product. I mean, Triple-A baseball, obviously way better of a product than Single-A. But you get a lot of creative marketing people that work for these minor league ball teams. The goal is to get as many people to the stands as possible. So you're seeing like dog night and grease night and all these creative ways to do it. But dressing as your favorite grease character, that is, that's definitely out there. I mean, could you imagine like if it was like, hey, Friday the 13th night at Coca-Cola Field, dress as your favorite horror film character, it would just be horrible.
They should do your favorite victim night. Like, you dress up as your favorite kill from the horror movies.
Oh, I was going to say, that could be just really insensitive if you went through all the victims. No, but yeah, you're right. They show year after year, people that start their careers in, like, minor league baseball teams, they go on to, like, real. I mean, if you're successful there, you've got a career in front of you. You learn a lot of, I mean, think of it. You're selling, you know, in the case of like the Batavia Muck Dogs or the Jamestown baseball team, they still have a baseball team in Jamestown that was like New York Penn. Those guys are dealing with like 19-year-old kids. It's great baseball. It's better than high school. But you got to get people in the stands, and you do it by hot dog night and bring your dog, and the first guy to catch a frisbee in his teeth gets a, you know, whatever it is, right? And they're good at what they do, but it's outside the box when you're talking grease night, you know? Come on out to the Rochester Red Wings to see Mr. Roboto night. Everyone dresses their favorite rock and roll musical rock opera. You know, it's not the easiest thing in the world. At any rate, we are going to, you know, this anthem thing is annoying because I really thought it went away. And the fact that it's coming back. And here's what I don't understand. Why didn't you consult with the NFLPA before you made your decision as the NFL? That bothers me on a couple levels because, you know, if the Players Association was upset and they were going to file a collusion grievance against the NFL over, you know, the fact that you're barring, like, Kaepernick, it doesn't have a job, not because Kaepernick was not a very good quarterback. They're saying Kaepernick doesn't have a job because he's controversial. Well, I can understand that. Eric Reed is a safety that doesn't have a job either, and he was another person when he played for the 49ers that was protesting with Kaepernick. Well, I mean, what are you going to do if you have controversial people? Look, you got a reporter from the USA Today and The Hill that made comments about Caputo's children and pedophilia and all this other stuff. Why would you hire her? I mean, she'd be the best writer in the world if she's bringing negativity to your brand. You don't want it. So, I don't know. If you want to play in the NFL, don't be a distraction. I mean, you think Terrell Owens couldn't play football? Terrell Owens caught 80 passes for the Cincinnati Bengals his final year in the NFL. 1,000 yards, 80 passes he caught. Nobody wanted him. It wasn't because he was physically unable to play football. He's a cancer in the locker room. No one wanted him. You know, it's just the way it is. You're a business. You want what's best for your business. But we can talk about that. We can talk about this great survey from the U.S. High Bush Blueberry Council, which is asking, what is the best day ever? Could it be the food you eat, the amount of sleep you get? What makes for a boost in the way you look at the best day? And most people think it's sleeping without an alarm clock or eating ice cream, bacon, or coffee. The comfort foods that mean something to you. We'll take all your calls on anything you want. It's Friday. We'll open it up. You know what? We'll do Ask Me Anything. Well, within reason. But let's, anything you want to talk about, it's your floor. It's open calls. Final segment of the big program. All the cash code words that we'll do live are all taken care of. We will spend the final segment talking about whatever you want to talk about. Hey, I'm good enough to eat Ted's hot dogs with over a Super Bowl. Call into the show and we'll talk about it. Whatever you want. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBN. You can text us at 30930. And come Monday, Bowerly will be back and I will put in the contract that he never leaves again. Because this has been quite the adventure. Give us a call. We'll talk after this. Anything you want to talk about or the topics of the day, your call. And we'll talk after this break with Tom and traffic and weather. One of the most underrated bands. Love Sticks. Hey, listen, I want to thank everyone for filling up the board, man. That was crazy. Just in one segment, one little plea, one cry for help, and everyone's there. 803-0930 if you want to join the fun. Star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. We're going to open up the complaint line. Anything you want to talk about. You can ask me a question. You can ask anything you want within reason. I'm not going to, you know, please. But the point is, today happens to be, according to Phil Kennedy, the one-year anniversary of Fairnado. I would like to claim responsibility for giving it that title. It was, I believe it was me, was it not? Could I get a little something, a love, hug? Fairnado, a year ago today. My favorite story of Fairnado, Tim Wenger, a bunch of people, I think Baggerman went down there, and there was a guy that left. So the tornado hit. There was like debris everywhere. A guy leaves the casino and has no idea. He's been in the casino this entire time. There's a press conference. The governor's flying in. All this stuff is happening. Police, debris, cars are smashed, picnic tables, cows and horses are on roofs. It was crazy. Guy gets out of the casino. He's been pulling, you know, a slot machine for 7 hours. Has no idea what happened. And is like, what is going on? He had no idea that a tornado hit, and he was just in the casino just spending money. God bless him. Anyway, we'll take your calls right now. Let's go to Ron in soon to be the home of two Chick-fil-A's, Cheektowaga. What is on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, how are you? I just drove in back and forth in one day to South Glens Falls on the New York Thruway. Other than a pricey ride, their system for announcing their traffic alerts is terrible. If it's not for your station half the time, I go back and forth to Rochester every day for work, and I really depend on your traffic reports. The one that they have from the Thruway, I don't know why. It is always scratchy. It seems like the reception is just terrible. I've got three vehicles, and the three vehicles that I drive through, the reception's always bad on all of them. I'm wondering, couldn't they upgrade it?
You know what? That's a valid complaint, Ron. You're using the complaint line properly. And also, Ron, if you want to find your way to get to a WBN promo, you've just solved the mystery. You compliment us, and we will put you in a commercial. So congratulations on that. But
I'm serious.
No. It's one of those things.
You had that hostage crisis thing. I was coming home from work in Rochester, the one where the thruway was shut down for all those hours.
Right.
And if it wasn't for, I mean, it took 4 hours as it was, but if it wasn't for your traffic reports, it would have taken a heck of a lot longer.
Was that the one outside of Leroy?
Where they had that, for some reason, the gentleman from law enforcement was
driving on the median.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
I remember that day.
You go through Batavia, then you go down 98. And
right.
It was an accident to boot on 33.
Well, you know, I still, no one has been able to tell me who is in charge of dropping the traffic bars either. Those big things that are the gates that are supposed to close down. What is the how does that work? Who's in charge of that? Who lowers it? Is it automated? Do they do it? You know what I mean? So I'm with you with being a little bit confused with the thruway traffic reporting. But I got to tell you, I think it's worse in the wintertime. And I think we've seen evidence of that when they've shut down the thruway and people are still on it.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, their computerized announcement, you can't understand it if you can hear it.
That's a really interesting point, Ron. Hey, excellent call, Ron, and he's started off the complaint line perfectly. That's how we do it. Ron in Cheektowaga, excellent call. He has an issue with the thruway reporting system. Thinks it needs to be just more organized, and the computer voice that's coming over doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Let's go to Bill in Eden. Bill, what's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, David. Yeah, I've heard those, too. The lady says, like, okay, it's traffic time. Now for the urgent reports. But it's not anything nearly as good as Alan and WBEN traffic.
And now Bill understands how to get into a promo as well. Well done.
By the way, I was going to ask you, David, how many G's did you pull when you took that flight on the J-7? jet fighter.
I don't go by G's. I go by how many bags I filled with my own vomit. And that answer is 4.
4?
Yes.
And you said you lost like 58 pounds from your...
Listen, I wasn't the same. Listen, Bill, let me tell you something. If someone came to me and said, David, you have the power to travel back in time. Would you like to save Kennedy? Would you like to kill Hitler? I would talk to the Thunderbirds and tell them I don't want to go on your stupid flight. That's what I would do if I had a time machine.
I think you saved yourself like 230 pounds worth of extra weight.
Right. Thank you. Buffalo Cairo Thin recommends everyone flies with a Thunderbird.
So what I had for you was I had like for the Happy Show. In fact, it was I who texted you and said I'd rather have lunch with you than like go to the NFL.
Oh, well, I'll definitely have lunch with you then, Bill. Yeah. I trust you.
That's great because, you know, the way that the football is going, I don't want it to be political. I just want it to be a game.
Oh, so much for actually wanting to have lunch with me.
No, not that. But for the fun of what I could do here, I thought of a musical version of an allergen report, if that sounds interesting. We have the remainder of the interview with Billy Mathis. Or there are two impressions, quick impressions I could do.
I want impressions, and we'll get to the other callers. Go ahead.
Okay. Here is an impression of Pope John Paul II at World Youth Day telling the youth in English to listen to Bowerly and Bellavia. It would go like this. Dear young people, listen to Tom David. Okay.
There we go. All right.
And the second one, this is an impression of Tom Brokaw asking, where is the library in Spanish? Okay, here we go. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
All right. Bill and Eden, once again, thank you for this Friday, Bill. Always appreciate your contributions to the program. One of these days we're going to get Bill. You know, just you need some time in the studio, put all this stuff on paper, and we'll do it. He's listen, I love it. He's helping us with content, and I love that. Hey, Kevin in Pendleton, what is on your mind? It's open lines. Anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you spoke about filling up the vomit bags. Did you help to use it?
Hold on for a second. Are you working for the Thruway Authority right now? That phone connection is a little weird.
No, I'm in my basement.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Get to the second floor, and I'm going to I'll get right back to you, Kevin. But you're coming in broken and distorted. But I will get back to Kevin in Pendleton, one of my favorite callers, by the way. Tim in Lakeview, who knows, could be my favorite caller. Tim, what is on your mind?
Oh, I just had a comment about the protests. Why didn't they tell the camera people to just stop showing it?
Well, everyone's phone connection just is horrible today. But Tim, I got to tell you, that's a really good point. You know how the best way to avoid this whole controversy? Don't film it. Really? I mean, what would have happened if the live people in the stadium would have been offended, but no one would have seen it on TV? That's 98% of the audience that watches NFL football watch it at home.
Yeah, just don't show it. And then you could have, at New Era Field, you could have a game, bring your rotten vegetables to the game and throw them at the people who are kneeling.
Well, I don't know if that would be condoned, but at least it's you're thinking outside the box like a minor league promotions person. So we'll give you that. Tim in Lakeview, excellent call. Appreciate that. Kevin in Pendleton, call back. Just get to a place that has self-reception. He was coming in like a robot on that, but I always like talking to Kevin. I like talking to everyone. Someone just wrote, hey, I've got 2 minutes. I'd like to complain about Bill and Eden wasting 2 minutes of my life. Lay off of Bill and Eden. Bill and Eden is contributing to the program. All you got to do is call in with your impressions, and we'll be good. Someone said, I'm worried about Kevin. Is he sleeping on the thruway? No. Kevin fell asleep one time. Let me tell you, I didn't know that was the Kevin in Pendleton, right? It was a while ago. And he fell asleep Kevin in Pendleton was on hold for 3 hours is what happened. It wasn't like Kevin is a narcoleptic. He was on hold for a very long time and he worked a shift or whatever and he was tired and he fell asleep. And of course, we made him famous for that. To this day, if I see Kevin out or whatever, people will go up and make that comment. But I'd love to talk to Kevin. If you want to call back, you can. It was just your cell phone signal was bad. Someone said, David, ask you anything. What are your views regarding the UFO reality? Thank you, Mark. The UFO reality. That's a weighted question. Do I believe that UFOs exist? Well, first of all, of course I believe UFOs exist. They stand for unidentified flying objects, and that could be a drone, that could be a rock, that could be a piece of lava. So, yes, unidentified flying objects exist. Do I believe that there is a any sense of alien life that's attacking our military and whatnot? You know, if you would have told me in 1991 that the F-22 technology existed, I would say that that was probably a spaceship. If I was just hanging out, you know, in my house watching the Bills during their four Super Bowl run and an F-22 started skipping across the sky the way they do, I would think that that was a weird thing. So maybe, just maybe, the majority of the stuff that we're seeing, you know, legitimately is just, you know, technology that's about 10 years away from being perfected. But the idea of like green and gray beans running around in Roswell, you know, the thing is that I think that we would want to talk about that. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have a president whose approval rating is down to like 30%. Jimmy Carter at the end of his administration. What would have been better for Jimmy Carter to get people's attention away from the hostages in Iran, away from the fact that the economy was horrible? I would go to alien life. I think that would really help everyone out if we, you know, I think that it could be used when we need to go to war against aliens. What would be the best thing for the globe right now is to have an enemy that is like from Mars, and then, you know, Jews, Arabs, Muslims, Hindus, you name it, Christians, Catholic, we're all one team. One team fighting against the extraterrestrials. I think if it was real, we need it to be real because that would bring the world together. That's my opinion. But I don't subscribe to the whole alien life out there. I don't. I'm one of those alien deniers. Clay in Canada, what is your thought? It's your open line. You can say whatever you want within FCC regulations.
How you doing, young fellow? I got a question for you. Several months ago, you were talking about someone who did a report on you, and they pronounced your last name Bellavia instead of Bellavia.
Yes.
And I remember at the end you said, I wonder, maybe it is Bellavia. So my question to you, sir, is did you ever find out?
You know what's interesting is that I met recently some relatives that just got back from Italy, and they told me that everyone there was pronouncing it Bellavia. And that it broke my brain, Clay, because for years I've been calling, you know, myself Bellavia, as the rest of my family has, you know?
Mm.
So when I heard a real Italian say Bellavia, I was like, what? You're saying it wrong.
Maybe Keith Olbermann was right.
Maybe Keith Olbermann was correct. And I am the ignorant one. So I you never know. I mean, when our relatives came over, a lot of things got cut up and changed. But, you know, do you have... You know Alex Trebek, he's Canadian as well, and he does that thing where he, like, over-pronounces, like, you know, Argentina when he does his questions and whatnot?
I've heard that.
I don't know. Do you think that's offensive to people that live there? Or do you think that they appreciate that he's trying to give some dialect to it?
Mm. He may be trying to draw attention to himself with certain articulation. I'm not sure.
I don't know. You know, it's one of those things where if you host a game show, people automatically assume that you know all the answers because you're reading them off a card.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked to meet Alex Trebek and he's like, you know, asking what's the capital of Quebec? And he has no idea what it is because it's not written on a card. You know what I mean?
I bet you it's Quebec City.
Well, you would know that because you're a smart guy and you're from Canada, Clay. That's not fair.
Well, I listen to you guys. Of course I'm sorry.
There we go, Clay. Appreciate the call. God bless Canada. Thank you, sir, for calling in. Let's go to Neil in Forestville. You've got the floor. Whatever you want to talk about, Neil, it's on you.
Hey, good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Neil.
I thought I'd call up and throw a little Kermit into the mix.
Okay.
It's a beautiful day by the pond.
Is this Kermit the Frog?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, Kermit the Frog. So give me some more Kermit the Frog. Let me have Kermit the Frog talk about the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster. Can you do that?
Well, there I was, a lonely 6-year-old child watching it on on the news, I saw this poor woman and teacher blowing all over parts of my park.
Oh, my God, Kermit. There was no need to go that way at all. My God. That's really good, though. Was this the guy that we used before for all the voices? Have we used... Do you do Cookie Monster and everyone else?
Yeah, David.
Yeah, no, you're the guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we lost his number because I wanted this guy for, like, a bunch of stuff. Because he does, like... What is the other one that you do that's really good?
I can do Optimus Prime.
That's it! It was Optimus Prime. We did a whole shtick with him with Optimus Prime. That's right. Yeah, give me Optimus Prime.
From Old in the Family, too.
Wait, what was that?
I can do Edith from All in the Family.
Wow, this guy's like my own little sour shoes. This is pretty cool, man. All right, Neil.
You're a wicked little witch.
Ooh, wow. All right, now, okay. So, Neil, what are the other voices that you do besides the Wicked Witch, Optimus Prime, and a very disturbing Kermit the Frog?
I can do little kids. I can do Scottish people.
Wow, that's not bad. He's actually pretty good. What, you don't obviously do this for a living. Do you do it anywhere outside of WBN?
I like to call into radio shows, and sometimes it gets boring using your regular voice.
Right. You like to hide the voice. Have you fooled anyone?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Neil, I got to put you on hold. I got to get your number, man. And I want to use Neil in the future because I would love to do WBN, Bowerly and Bellavia phony phone calls. That's actually why I got into radio, was for the phony phone call. You know, a big fan of Stern, big fan of all these other guys. I always wanted to do phony phone calls. And I think Neil has opened that door, that opportunity. And we would never have gotten to Neil in Forestville unless, of course, we had, opened up the lines here. We got an open line on line two. Who am I talking to on line two? Who's this?
Hey, you hear me now?
Yeah, that's Kevin of Pendleton. Hey, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, yeah, I want to ask you, you spoke when you went up in the jets that you filled up the vomit bag.
Yes.
Did you have to wear a diaper, too?
Oh, you know what? That was actually a concern of mine. Because they say you black out when you hit the G's and you lose total control. And I wanted to be able to not pass out and not void my bowels. And I'll tell you... I checked the box on both of those, Kev, but I got sick.
Okay.
Do you get sick on planes?
Nope.
I bet you'd throw up on an F-16. I love you, Kevin. Good talking to you. Neil in Forestville, we're going to grab your phone number, and everyone else, we'll talk to you on Monday. Thank you for a great week, and we'll see you Monday for another amazing week. Have a great weekend. Stay safe and be smart.